Hello, Heartlands. My name is Raynald Francis Manu, and I would like to welcome you to the Sounds of Heartlands podcast. I'll be your host, guiding you through conversations with members of our Heartlands community, so they can not only share their experiences, but life insights with us all. Today's episode focuses on exam pressure, moving forward, and navigating the expectations that come with being a student. Today, we're joined by Miss Newland. Welcome.
Good afternoon.
How do you feel?
Yeah, looking forward to it.
Good, good. So start off with, can you tell us a little bit about your role at Heartlands High School?
So I'm the exams officer at Heartland High School. Mm-hmm. People normally see me in year 10 and 11 because I tend to be student facing when we're doing mocks and exams. Mm-hmm. But I'm also the liaison with all the exam boards. So I manage everyone's entries, receiving the papers, mm-hmm. Dealing with all the different departments. So I do lots of different things in the school.
Okay. So on the podcast, we do a round called Quick Fire Favourites, and you literally just have to answer the question as quick as you can.
Okay.
Favourite subject?
Geography.
Favourite book?
Lord of the Rings.
Favourite film?
Blade Runner.
Favourite way to relax?
Reading.
Favourite break time snack?
Can't think of one. Don't often have snacks. Far too busy.
Favourite hobby outside of school?
Reading and gardening.
Favourite school moment?
Ooh, school moment.
Like school event, school moment.
I can't think of one.
We have Black History Month. We have the events that we do with...
I went to the Easter Festival this year. That was quite good fun. And prom last year was great. So I'm hoping we can...
Do we classify prom as a school event?
I think so, absolutely. It's celebration of year 11 and finishing their exams.
Yeah, fair enough. Okay, and a fun fact people wouldn't know about you.
When I was at school, I was on television a few times.
Oh, was you? Okay, so from your perspective, what does exam pressure look like for students?
So there's physical signs that are quite obvious to people. We can see a change in people's emotions. People come into school, they can be looking anxious, they're not sleeping, they're not eating. Hopefully they feel they can come and let us know, but we do get to recognise people and we know how you normally walk through the gate and we can tell if things aren't looking so good. So the pastoral team and the exams team will quite often just check in with you, ask if you're okay.
Okay. So why do you think students feel so much pressure during exam season?
There's a lot on your plates at exam season and it comes at a very difficult time. Sort of physically, you're changing, you know, you've got all these hormones all over the place. Mm. You are getting ready to leave the school you've been in for 5 years to something brand new where you might be making new friends or studying new subjects. Mm-hmm. You don't know where you're going yet. So that's all an unknown. And then you want to do your best. Nobody likes to fail. So you do want to be heading into those exams in the best way. And it's a lot to take on.
Fair enough. So what are some of the most common ways students respond to that pressure?
Pressure can be good. A little bit of stress is good for you. It helps you focus. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, you know, it can come out in lots of different ways negatively. So I think we mentioned sort of like lack of sleep, not mm-hmm. eating properly, feeling anxious. It comes out in a way where you become more defensive and angry. There's lots of different ways. Basically, mm-hmm. it can mess with your emotions and it's really important to reach out for some help.
Mm, okay. So on that note, what advice would you give to students who feel overwhelmed during revision or exams?
It's important to get a balance and have breaks. You do need to stop and rest. Mm-hmm. Some of that just to allow all that information you've been trying to absorb settle into your brain so you can remember it. Mm-hmm. But also for your physical and mental well-being, it's really important. You need to have a good plan. You know, really do. And the teachers keep telling you about having a revision plan. That really is important. But in that plan, make sure you've got space in there to mm-hmm. spend time with family, friends, or just chilling, doing your favourite activity.
Okay, so how can students balance revision with rest without feeling guilty?
Part of that is being fair on yourself and acknowledging that you are going to need to rest. You can't revise till 2 a.m, mm-hmm. you know, get up at 6, be at school, do an exam and cram it all in because you will just be too tired. You won't be able to focus. It's not good for you. You're not going to learn anything new at that last minute. It's all in there somewhere from what you've been learning in school. So take the advice of your teachers. Take the advice you can get online. you know, go to BBC Bite Size, go to the revision sites you've been given, like Sparks and all of those, and make sure you're following the advice there. If you are struggling, reach out and ask for help. You know, people can talk to you about what your specific environment's like at home, maybe, or, you know, where you're revising. Have a look at your timetable with you. The important thing is to reach out. Don't try and suffer on your own. We're here to help you. We're here to get you the very best results we can.
Okay, so what are some small habits that over the years that you've had that you think are effective and really do help?
Break revision down into chunks. Try not to do more than like 20 minutes at a go and then have just a very short break. Mix it up a bit. Don't just do like one subject all evening. Try and break it down so, you know, you're giving your brain different ways to think and different things to do. Try and break up the revision into different methods so you're not just doing one thing. You know, maybe try some mind maps or, you know, watching videos or, you know, reading notes and flashcards. There's lots of different ways people are advised to revise. Definitely try and mix it up a bit. Do some revision with friends, test each other. Make sure you're going to all your exam practice while you've got it in school. Make the most of your teachers while they're there. You know, there's lots of different things to do. Work-wise, and then mental health-wise, it's good practice to sort of get into some methods of like calming yourself down, learn some breathing techniques, learn some grounding techniques. So that if you get into that exam and you're starting to feel anxious, you've already got some different methods to try and use to help ground yourself and get into the zone and help. But always, always, if you need help, please do ask.
Okay, I think that's some really good advice. So how important is your mindset when it comes to exams and performance?
I think it's very important. There's a lot of work being done on like sports psychology. You see all these sports stars that have people that get them into the zone and, you know, they talk themselves up into being ready for a tournament or whatever. And it's a similar kind of way. You've been learning for 5 years. You've done the hard bit. The exam is just pulling that information out and presenting it in a way that you can show people that you did understand it. And it's important to remember that you don't need to be getting 100% in everything. It's, you know, grade nines are lovely. And if you're going to Cambridge, you need them, or Oxford. But most of us aren't looking to go to Cambridge and Oxford, and we don't need straight nines. You know, we can just do our best. And at the end of the day, it's important to remember that you know, hopefully you'll do fantastically well, but if you don't, there are always options. And, you know, on the day when you get your results, we'll be here to help, you know, and there's so much more you can do. So try not to panic, just do your best, and ultimately it will all come out in the wash.
Okay, so for students that are disappointed or feeling quite overwhelmed by the results that they just had or setbacks, what would be your advice? How can they learn to move on and just keep pushing anyways?
The first thing I would say is, this is why we really urge you to come in and collect your results on results day, because there's people that know you and know what you're capable of and have been with you through your school days that can help you and advise you with for next steps. And you may not, if you don't get into the college you wanted, there are still lots of other amazing opportunities out there that you may still be able to get. And at the time, if you're feeling overwhelmed and upset, you might just think, oh, it's not worth it. But it is important to get the help and advice while you can. So come into school and let us help you.
Okay, so on that note about college and sixth form and moving forward, how important are exams in the bigger picture of a student's life?
Ultimately, exams are, I feel the exams are important at that level you're at. So right now, GCSEs, if you're taking your GCSEs, these are the biggest exams you're taking. You know, they are really important. You need your maths and your English. You're going to need maths and English for pretty much any job you do anywhere. You're going to need at least 5 GCSEs to get into college and sixth form. But once you're into sixth form, you're in. So the next thing will be your A-levels or your T-levels, and that becomes the most important one. And then you may go into work or you go to university, and then that becomes the most important one. And sort of the further you move away from them, the kind of less important they become. You've got them. You know, they can never be taken away from you. Your maths and English are key. You have to get them. The government will make you retake them if you don't get them the first time round. But it's all about the experience. You've got your piece of paper to say you've done it, you've had that knowledge, but you keep learning and you keep evolving. And as you keep moving away, they become a bit less important to you because you've got other things that take over.
Okay, so in terms of younger students that are not in year 10 and 11, what would you say to them about the pressure that they may be starting to feel, or seeing us older students and thinking, oh, I'm scared?
Try not to be scared. We do practice. That's why we do mock exams. So you've done the exam environment multiple times before you actually get to your real exam. Mm-hmm. So hopefully it's not quite so daunting going into the sports hall or the auditorium to sit down at a desk to do your exam. Mm-hmm. You're pretty much used to it. You know, you're getting the practice in beforehand. Mm-hmm. But also make sure that you are doing the exam practice in classrooms, so you're getting a feel for the papers and what the exams look like, so you're not surprised. Mm-hmm. And that you're following your teacher's advice for revision. You know, ultimately, everything we're doing during your 5 years at Heartlands is to help you get the best possible mm-hmm. outcome in your results. So every day is important. Come in and let us help you show your best side.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so zooming in on year 11s now, because our exams are in about 10 days of the filming of this podcast. So what would you say specifically to year 11s right now?
Well, hopefully by now you're well into your revision. Don't panic if you feel you've not really got there. You've still got time. Mm-hmm. Make sure you're breaking it up, like I said, and make sure you're reaching out for advice and support. Mm-hmm. If you feel you are struggling, there's not just the sort of educational websites you can look at when you're at home. Try and look at places like Young Minds, youngminds.org.uk, mm-hmm. And couth.com, mm-hmm. which give lots of mental health support and revision technique help from a more emotional side, so not just on exam specific. And talk to your teachers. We're all here. Come and find us. We want to help you.
Okay. And what's something that you wish every year 11 student understood at this stage?
I think probably that whatever happens, it will be all right. We can help you. It becomes very focused on just taking the exams. Mm-hmm. But you're more than just your exams. Yeah. And we know that. And that's why we're good people to help you. You know, so if things don't go well, mm-hmm. we can still help you move on and find something great to look forward to and to experience in your life. So,
in the future.
Yeah, absolutely. It's exciting. Yeah, you're reaching a really... It's terrifying and it's exciting at the same time. This is a big step. You're going to finally get to choose all the subjects you mm-hmm. want to do. We're not going to tell you anymore.
And no compulsory subjects.
No compulsory subjects at sixth form, unless you fail maths and English. So that's why we keep pushing maths and English. Yeah. but yeah, hopefully this is now your time to shine. You know, you're going to get your GCSEs and then you get to really be yourself. And that's what's exciting.
I describe year 11 as a roller coaster. Like, some days like you're right at a peak, and other days you're like, oh, it's actually not that bad. I'm actually enjoying year 11.
Absolutely. So hopefully everybody's feeling that. It is important to try and find the fun in there as well.
Yeah.
You know, it's serious, but, you know, we've got to enjoy life too.
Yeah, definitely. So moving away from exam pressure and just exams in general, what advice would you give to all the students of Heartlands?
Just generally?
Yeah.
Make the most of your school days. There's so many opportunities. I'm always amazed at how many like after school activities there are, how many school trips you get to go
on.
And it's quite unusual for some schools. I've worked in a few schools and this is one of the best for those opportunities. Mm-hmm. And I would say, please, if you can, you know, take those opportunities up, make the most of them, because mm-hmm. it makes you a more rounded person. It gives you more life experience. And it gives you good memories as well and helps you build relationships. So make the most of what is to offer at school. You know, we've a lot to offer here. Mm-hmm. So I'd say make the most of it now while you can.
Yeah, I definitely agree. Heartlands has a lot of opportunities. So I think I've said that before on this podcast. But yes, so I would like to thank you for joining us today and being a part of this episode. I hope it's given the students a little bit of perspective and reassurance as they move through exam season and beyond that. So to sign off with, my thought of the week is, sometimes progress isn't loud or immediate. It just looks like you showing up even when it's difficult. This is Raynell signing off. Until next time.